Wow, there. listeners, we're having a really exploratory discussion of technology, among other things, today. Although the topic is drink, as food, drink, and travel, as usual. We're talking to Tim and Sue Hill. Am I correct there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Sue Marie Hill. Yes.
Okay. And we're talking about their amazing product, which is the company is called, is it pronounced Elola?
Sure, Elola or Ilola.
Yeah, okay. I didn't, I guess that's my European thing, the E. Okay,
that's
Ilola.
That's right.
Well, let's start with, can you tell us what the name means? It always looks so interesting on my schedule, but I'm not sure what it means.
Ilola is a Swahili name, and it means to grow strong. When we started the company was during COVID, and it really just resonated with us. It is a process of growing and growing stronger. So that's why we love the name. It's not a traditional tea name, but it definitely symbolizes the process and what we hope to achieve by giving people some really good tea.
Wow. Well, I wasn't sure I was going to get all that response when I just asked that question. But now I'm happy to know it. I've been looking at the name interested for a long time. Now as the company is described to me as an innovative brand behind these new brewing systems. First you did tea and then you did coffee and tea as the duo, Elola duo.
So I do want to specify that we don't make the coffee. The coffee bit is just a bonus that we give with the Ilola Dio. When we created the brew machine for our tea discs, one of the things that we really wanted to ensure was that we don't just bring another machine to our clients' countertops. It's already so cluttered. And so we wanted a machine that does everything. So it brews our Ilola tea discs, it brews Nespresso pods, and Keurig K-cups. So it actually, you can interchange between any of your favorite beverages.
Right. It's kind of amazing. Going over all the information I've gotten from your publicist, what kept coming into my head was, how did you know, or what told you, that a new brewing system was needed for these beverages?
Well, being a mother and someone that spends a lot of time in my kitchen, I know how sacred my countertop space is. And not just for a kitchen, for an office space. Most of us have, one or two machines that's already excess. So you don't want to add more things to your countertop. You want to minimize it. If I can have one machine that now makes Nespresso, Keurig, and great tea, it was a bit of a no-brainer for us.
Now, but what's your background in technology?
Tim, I think you've been the one that's always wanted to have the machine when I invented the tea disc. So why don't I leave you with, I don't think we have a background rather than a passion.
Yeah, it's not, neither of us has grown up with tech. I have parents that grew up in the computing world, but not really the engineering side of tech. So I think for us, really, when Sumri first made this tea disc, straight away, I could see the innovation in it. But then I started to see, okay, well, what else could we do with this? And it is so convenient to have it, and it looks automatically, it looks like a pod, like with zero waste. So to then work on creating a machine that could extract the flavor from that, so it means that you're getting quality loose leaf tea in less than 60 seconds, was something that we felt was really important, because it's just everything about Alola, it's like that luxury experience, but it's also making tea just easier to consume so that you can really get into enjoying and then start becoming passionate about enjoying good tea. And what's great about the Duo is you get to enjoy all of your good beverages in one machine.
So that was really the reason why you developed this, the reasoning behind this. I just kept trying to look for what was wrong in the traditional brewing operations. And you're telling me that you simplified the process in some ways and condensed it into one machine. Is that the deal?
Yeah, pretty much. Ma'am? I mean, like, I think, like, for me being English, like, we tend to brew our tea with a kettle and a long wait. And in different places, we all brew differently. And I know in the States, obviously, we will sometimes use microwaves to heat up water, or sometimes use a coffee machine to pour hot water into your cup or teapot. And that was one of the other things that we wanted to do, was to say, hey, look, we can have a machine that makes the tea side really easy to do. And then you can take this tray out and you can make the coffee easy to do. And there's no flavor that is affecting the other thing, because there's nothing worse than tea that's tasting like coffee, or coffee that's got the flavor of the tea that you just brewed.
That's right. How do you deal with that? Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's why we brought in these three trays. And so you basically slide a tray into the machine that chooses whether you want tea or you want to have a coffee. You've got a different tray and you slide that in for your pod or for your cup or whatever. So there's no flavor contamination, so shall we say.
Now, were you targeting the product at an office environment? I mean, after all, we know in England everybody stops for tea.
And that
means that at a certain given time of the day, like 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that, you know the tea lady will be coming out around, and you won't have to worry about the fact that you didn't do any more yet.
I love that time, Peter, when the tea lady would come around. I haven't seen that for so long, and I think I think now we don't even stop for tea. We just keep doing everything and keep getting our beverage as we do things. And I think that was something that we were trying to do, was to say let's understand where we are, and let's create something that just makes this process easier, so it fits in with how your life is.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the last time the coffee lady came around to my desk. which, by the way, was in Australia.
Yeah, that's the last time you had a tea lady.
It's really an interesting phenomenon that you said you don't see it that much anymore. In the States, you don't see that at all.
So, Peter, what you're saying is we should invent a tea cart next and sell that to the offices.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You remember the tea lady?
I don't remember, but I should. I guess.
when we were together for the most early time together, we did experience the tea lady. As you're supposed to.
Yeah. Now, where did you develop this, and where are you now that we're talking to you, and where did you start producing this?
So we're actually we live in Vancouver, Canada. So we kind of cross over the border regularly. We're both we have our R&D up here in Canada, and then we're also down in Washington State as well.
Are you using the Davis 51st state? Not hardly, right? Go ahead.
Don't be nasty.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that in. I just thought it was funny. It was about the border. So continue on about the location and where you started and so forth.
Yeah.
When we first started, we actually had a little tea shop, and we wanted to bring good quality tea to our community, and started hand blending organic loose leaf teas. But we realized very quickly that people found loose leaf tea a little bit cumbersome, and that they want to have the convenience of a tea bag, but they don't want the microplastics and the bleach and the tea dust.
How did you find that out? I mean, that's the last thing I ever thought. I have two cups of green tea every day. It never occurred to me that there were microplastics in the bag.
Actually, if you look up some of the research, in 2019, McGill University shown there was up to 11 billion nanoplastics in a tea bag that dissolves into your cup of tea. And I think the science of it is just becoming more and more available, like microplastics in bottled water. If it sits in the sun for so many hours, how much more is in the drinking water? And so as the world is looking at microplastics and finding microplastics in our arteries and in our brains and in our bodies that's not decomposing, more and more science is looking into it. And I think, you know, the educated consumer that are reading more widely are reading the science. And so it was just one of those things that we wanted to create a convenient, easy tea system without the negative side effects.
What's the distinguishing characteristic of your brewing system and your tea machine?
Well, we're the only one that can make Ilola tea discs, Nespresso pods, and Keurig K-cups. There is no other machine on the market where you can use all three beautiful beverages in one machine.
I guess you can't tell us what the trick is, huh?
In terms of how we extract the flavor from the tea? Or how we have one machine that does everything?
Yeah, what did you do to the machine to make it do this?
Well, we actually just have three, the science is actually so simple. And I think that's what makes it harder that it's not been on the market before, that you can just have three trays that you interchange no matter what you're brewing. And I think, you know, in the past, brands have tried to keep their machines exclusive to their product, which makes sense because it allows, you know, if you're having an espresso machine, you have to buy the Nespresso pods. Or if you have a Keurig machine, you have to buy the K-Cup pods. Whereas for us, we looked at it in a little bit more, we don't want to exclude other beverages. We want to make this something that can cross the bridge and do all of it.
I mean, I'm not sure I really understand about this extraction technology.
Yeah,
what does that mean? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, we have a couple of different techniques that's going on in the machine. One of the primary functions we're using is in terms of controlling the pressure, and so the pressure, particularly, this is why it works so well with the T-disc, is because the T-disc works for for this machine, and the machine's been designed for it too. And so what that does is it actually extracts the flavor of the teas as the water flows through. So it's not just like a pour over or a pour through. We had to work on getting the correct pressure for that as well. And that adjusts depending on which beverage that you're creating in that machine. And what the beauty of that is... Sorry, go on.
No, I do want to say people have asked, why can't I just put loose leaf tea into it? And you can. There's no problem with, you know, putting some loose leaves in there. The reality is that the flavor won't come through. Because when what we've created with a tea disc is a compressed disc. And if you think when you're making an espresso and you tamper down the espresso grinds into a dense, basically disc format, that's what we naturally achieve with our tea discs. That's why we were able to get this much flavor in under a minute. You won't be able to do that with loose leaf tea.
Yeah, it says in my fact sheet that your machines, your technology allows you to brew both hot and cold beverages.
We can do over ice as well. So I mean, it doesn't come out chilled. So we didn't put a chiller into the machine. It would just overcomplicate the whole procedure.
And but make what the we machine over $2,000 put a chiller in there.
I mean, really, like there's so much more that we can do, and this is just our starting point. And it's a great place to start to have this machine in a house that can make your tea and your coffee, and it can make your iced tea, or it can make your iced coffee as well, if that's your choice. And
so it works the same as your Keurig machines that makes iced coffee. It is 10 to 15 degrees, depending on the beverage, colder. So it's not iced. You still have to put it over ice. It is just colder, so you can.
Now, what about availability? Now, we've got people convinced now that iCoffee is the Naples Ultra of coffee production. But where can you get one?
We have actually launched our pre-sales last week, which is great timing.
Your date is May 25, and that's where we are, right?
Yeah, so we're coming up to the end of the pre-sale here, and the machines will be ready to start shipping out. We anticipate in July. So if you want to get that machine first, get onto that pre-sale quick and put your order in.
How do you do that?
You can go straight onto our website, which is ilolatea.com. That's ilolatea.com. And from there, you'll see a prompt straight on the homepage that will take you directly through to the pre-sale.
Now, is it feasible to be able to get iCoffees around the world, or is that yet to come?
We do ship worldwide. There is a bit of a cost to, obviously, when you're shipping from, you know, to Australia or the UK, there's a little bit of a higher cost, but we do actually have worldwide shipping.
I have someone sent me a drawing of this machine. I can't tell the size of it from the drawing. I mean, it looks first of all, it's very handsome. That's number one, I should mention.
Thank you.
And you seem to have thought of just about everything, like a humidor drawer, a humidor, a leaf caddy, adjustable drip tray, water tank, tea dispersion screen, tea compartment, digital touch control panel, and brew head locking lever. Do you need an advanced technology degree to run this? You say
not at all. I can actually send you a video of our 8-year-old making her own tea. And that's the beauty of this. It is as easy as you put it in. When you put your tea or your coffee pod in, the machine automatically knows whether it's a tea disc, an espresso pod, or a Keurig K-cup. And it gives you your beverage sizes. So you just pick the size you want and press start. It is as literally as easy as size start.
Now, it's minimalist design. It doesn't say, though, like how big it is.
Yeah, so it slides under your counter. It's the same size as your other.
It is 12 inches high. 12 inches high, 12 inches in length, and about 5.5 inches wide. So it's actually a lot smaller and more compact than most of your other brewing systems out there. But it still has a 1.5-liter water tank, so you don't run out of water every two beverages, which is one of the key features
really
you wanted.
Yeah.
So it's a very small, beautiful, compact machine with a large water tank.
And the beauty of it with the tea, because it's quality loose leaf tea, you get to re-steep that cup. So if you put that disc in and you press your first cup, you can come back to maybe three times on that same tea disc as well. So for those of us that use it at home, like I find I end up drinking more tea, which is so good for your health. Like when you kind of get to that stage, you want to kind of really focus on getting that health into your body. Just being able to come and just press a button, and then less than a minute, you've got tea ready to go. It's fantastic for that.
I always say, if you could have a Japanese tea ceremony every time you want a cup of tea, that would be the best. But that's not the reality for most of us. We have to, if we want to add the health benefits and a good quality cup of tea, we need to be able to do it quick. And that's what the iLola Dio does.
Well, you know, it's so new, you probably, I imagine you've done a lot of test runs. Have you got good reactions so far?
Oh, yes. We have had hotels asking to put it into some of their penthouses, some of luxury hotels. So we've shown it at a few shows, and the reaction have been phenomenal. So that is very exciting to see.
Well, I really wish you much success, and I'm just bowled over at the whole concept and everything. And thank you also for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Well,
thanks
you for having
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you,
yeah,
and Peter as well. Thanks so much for hosting us on your show. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for talking, and good luck. And not luck, because it's a great operation. Incredible. All right.
Thank you.
Keep us posted on your next invention.
We will.
We will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.